so glad you joined us today for Sharing the Victory, the weekly radio program from the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. Today on the program, legendary Nebraska football coach and current Huskers athletic director Tom Osborne talks about the power of a coach.
Now that we have so many young people who are fatherless, oftentimes the coach is maybe the most influential person in a lot of these kids' lives.
And Carson Newman head football coach Ken Sparks weighs in on his responsibility to the Lord.
I realize a little bit more clearly now that one of these days I'm going to stand before an almighty God and give an account for what I did with those kids while they were in my protective care.
Plus, FCA One Way to Play spokesman Steve Fitzhugh encourages parents to get involved in the lives of their children.
We have to be proactive in the lives of our young people to see to it that we're putting messages in front of them, that they're participating and being engaged with positive messages about the decisions that they make.
Ready to get today's program underway is the host of Sharing the Victory, University of Nebraska assistant football coach Ron Brown.
It's always an honor to have on board my former boss and a great friend, certainly one of the great leaders for the last 30 years or so, and that's the former head football coach at the University of Nebraska and now present athletic director at the University of Nebraska, Tom Osborne. Coach Osborne, welcome to Sharing the Victory today.
Well, thanks, Ron. It's a pleasure to be on with you and appreciate all you do and your ministry.
Coach, there's a statistic out there that astounded me. Between the ages of 8 and 18, there are approximately 41 million youngsters between those ages who are participating in competitive athletics. That number astounded me, Coach, because if you really look at that large number, that's about a sixth of the nation's population wrapped up between those 10 years. And, you know, that's a nation within itself. Mm-hmm. When you look at those 10 years, most of those youngsters at 18 are going to graduate from competitive sports. Most of them are not going to have the ability to go on at the collegiate level and participate. But they're going to be moved into another realm of life. Give us your thoughts on what takes place during those 10 years of athletics, because that's a training ground for character and integrity. And for a young Christian, that's a great place where they can learn intimacy with Jesus Christ. What do you see happening during those 10-year periods? And then when people get flushed out into being parents and Wall Street folks or politicians or whatever, a lot of these people came out of the world of sports. How do you see that time period for those 10 years as a training ground for excellence in character beyond that?
Well, I think that a person's athletic experiences is very formative, and sometimes people portray it as an unmitigated good, that athletics build character. I don't agree with that. I think athletics sometimes reveals character. Hmm. So it's sort of like money. It's neutral. Depends on how you relate to it. Athletics can cause you to become less generous, more selfish, more self-absorbed. And on the other hand, it can cause you to grow spiritually, physically, mentally, and can be a great opportunity. And probably most of that hinges around the coach. The coach isn't the only thing that influences, but you find that players tend to take on the language of the coach. They tend to take on the perspective of the coach, and So the coach is a really powerful influence in young people at a very formative age. And now that we have so many young people who are fatherless, oftentimes the coach is maybe the most influential person in a lot of these kids' lives. And in a way, that's positive. In a way, it's kind of scary. Mm-hmm. And a coach with the right values, who really cares about their players, who puts the players ahead of his own ambitions and the one-loss record, and has good values, can be really a tremendous influence. And on the other hand, the other kind of coach can be very, very damaging.
Well, Coach, I mean, when you look at these 10 years, that's before you and I would get them. I mean, we're getting them at 19 and after. And it seems like a lot is made in this country in the sports world, in the collegiate and the professional level. But, boy, maybe the key time in their life is at the middle school level and at the high school level. What would you say in closing here to coaches out there at that level? They're at the middle school, high school level. Maybe they're involved in YMCA ball or something like that. What advice would you say to them regarding what you believe God would want them to do with these youngsters?
Well, I'm number one, I think that it's important to care about them. And sometimes people equate caring with being soft. And if you care about people, it doesn't mean that you don't have good discipline. It doesn't mean that you don't work them hard in practice. It doesn't mean that you, as a football coach, can't coach a very physical style of football. But players very quickly pick up on the fact that either you're concerned about them as people, that everyone is equal in your sight, or they pick up on the idea that they are objects to get the coach what he wants. And so, number one, I think you have to care. Number two, I think it's really important that you think through and that you understand your own value system. You have to know yourself. What are your values? What are the things that you're going to hold up? Honesty, integrity, loyalty, those kinds of things. Are you a man of faith or a woman of faith, or are you not? Those things are important because those kids will absorb a lot of those things. I think language is very important. We live in a culture that has increasingly become coarser and more dumbed down, and the language patterns of young people and some adults is truly horrible. And the language of the coach will be reflected many times in the players. And I think for them to respect you, it's important that your language be that of a respectable person. So all of those things, I think, go into it. And but above all, I think it's important that you truly care about them and have their best interests at heart.
Well, Coach, as usual, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. There's always just riches of wisdom that flow out of your treasure chest for the rest of America to hear. And on a personal note, I just want to say thanks for taking a risk with a risky guy like me, you know, a young coach like me, to be a part of your life and this team. And I say that on behalf of all of us who know you, and even those out there who don't know you but have heard about you, that I just want to say you are the real deal. And I thank the Lord Jesus Christ for who you are in Him. We wish you the very best as you continue on in your endeavors as the athletic director at the University of Nebraska.
Well, thanks, Ron. Those are very kind words, and you've meant a lot to my life, and you did a great deal for our program and are doing it now. We really appreciate it. So thank you very much.
We've been interviewing Tom Osborne, the outstanding athletic director at the University of Nebraska, a man who loves the Lord, and we have been graced by his presence here today on Sharing the Word. October is One Way to Play Month for FCA. One Way to Play Month spokesman Steve Fitzhugh is coming up next.
So many of our students are victims of adult failure in their lives. They need some kind of adult that's going to be consistent, passionate, and not have ulterior motives.
You're listening to Sharing the Victory.
Sharing the Victory is more than just a radio program or magazine. Sharing the Victory is available 24 hours a day at sharingthevictory.com. When you go to sharingthevictory.com, you'll find incredible resources for your walk with the Lord, including a four-part video study series featuring baseball stars Josh Hamilton and Brian Roberts, plus many more video interviews from some of your favorite athletes and coaches. Check us out online at sharingthevictory.com. That's sharingthevictory.com. At FCA, we're touching millions one heart at a time. Since 1954, the Fellowship of Christian Athletes has been putting the heart and soul in sports by challenging athletes and coaches to impact the world for Jesus Christ. As the largest sports ministry in the world, FCA now reaches over 2 million people annually on the professional, college, high school, junior high, and youth levels. Through this shared passion for athletics and faith, lives are changed one heart at a time. Learn more at FCA.org.
Hi, I'm Tim Tebow at the University of Florida, and you're listening to Sharing the Victory.
Once again, we're excited to have on Sharing the Victory our national spokesman for the One Way to Play drug-free, alcohol-free program, Steve Fitzhugh. Steve, welcome to Sharing the Victory again.
Thanks for having me.
Steve, we wanted to concentrate today on parents of student-athletes or guardians. And Steve, what's your message to them regarding drug-free, alcohol-free living in Christ?
Well, as a parent of a teenager myself, I don't have the luxury to fold my arms and pat my foot and just hope that they get the message and hope they turn out right. I have to be proactive. We have to be proactive in the lives of our young people to see to it that we're putting messages in front of them, that they're participating and being engaged with positive messages about the decisions that they make. And I think parents have an obligation to confront their teenagers, not stick their head in the sand, but to spend time and to build relationship and to spend quality time with their teens, to what I like to say, keep it real. You know, so many of our young people think that their parents must have grown up perfect. And the reality is, all of us have made mistakes, but we learn from those mistakes, and we learn from those mistakes so the next time we can take the high road instead of the low road. And that's what I tell parents. I have a little pamphlet that I put together that says, I spoke to your kids today, and this is what they told me. Hmm. And one of the things that parents are astounded at is there's so many compromises the students make right up under their parents' noses.
Mm-hmm. You know, Steve, one of the areas that I felt is very interesting, and I know you've played in the National Football League before, they did a poll a few years ago with every NFL player, and they asked him, who was the greatest influence in your life? 92% of them said it was a coach. It wasn't even a parent.
Wow.
And it shows you just the incredible responsibility coaches have on them. And I'm not sure all of those 92% meant it was the greatest, most positive influence in their life. It was just happened to be the greatest influence in their life. So as a coach, you know, I'm a coach, I'm a parent, and there are a number of folks probably listening to our program today who coach something. How much influence does a coach have on these kinds of issues?
They have incredible influence. And in my work in Washington, D.C., I spoke to one of our huddle coaches, and I asked him, I said, what do you like most about FCA? And he said, FCA is my license to initiate a spiritual conversation with these young people. Mm. I'm already serving as a surrogate dad in many respects in their lives because of absentee parents and inadequate parenting and adult failure in their lives. But FCA gives me the beachhead by which I can begin to initiate and discuss spiritual matters, which I know is what these students need most. And if that coach has that sensitivity, that they're filling in a role as a surrogate in many different respects, one of the most important things you can do as an authority figure is introduce the love and the life of Jesus Christ to the hearts and lives of these young people so they can build a healthy companionship with Jesus, and their lives will never be the same. Hmm. It doesn't matter if you're a coach or a parent, but if you're an authority figure, so many of our students are victims of adult failure in their lives. They need some kind of adult that's going to be consistent, passionate, and not have ulterior motives, but have authentic compassion for our students' issues.
You're doing a great work, Steve, and we just want to encourage you. We want to thank you for being on Sharing the Victory here these last 3 weeks because we recognize that this is a huge issue, and it's a spiritual issue. It isn't just a social issue or where you come from or what color your skin is or anything. It is a spiritual issue. It has to be dealt with through the soul, and I'm just so pleased that God has chosen you to be that man that represents the soul and advances the kingdom through Jesus Christ and the FCA ministry.
Hey, thanks so much, Coach, for having me.
All right. That's Steve Fitzhugh, that great spokesperson, the national spokesperson for the One Way to Play program of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. I hope this focus on One Way to Play has been helpful. More information on this program is available at fca.org. Just click on the One Way to Play. And when you're there, you'll find a place to sign the One Way to Play commitment. Did you know there are great resources at fca.org? All you got to do is just click on One Way to Play. Coming up next, a championship coach. And his name is Ken Sparks of Carson Newman. I've had the privilege of watching this guy coach at practices. I'm telling you, what a great influence he is for the Lord Jesus Christ with his players. That's up next, straight ahead on Sharing the Victory.
One Way to Play Drug-Free from the Fellowship of Christian Athletes is one of the most successful programs in the country, reaching more than 500,000 athletes and coaches. Here's former NFL safety and One Way to Play spokesman Steve Fitzhugh.
If we can encourage our young people to be true to their purpose, be true to God's call in their life, if we can encourage them to make the right decisions now, they've already won. Because when they get to college, someone is going to put that brew in their face, and they have to decide now, not then.
To sign the One Way to Play commitment, visit FCA.org. His goal?
To win state.
Our goal? To keep him in bounds.
Huddle up, guys. 54, XY, go, on two, ready, break.
While he makes the play, we help make a difference in his life. Because as a man of integrity, he is certain to keep in bounds. Join FCA as we strive to put the heart and soul in sports by impacting the world for Jesus Christ. To learn more, contact us at FCA.org. That's FCA.org. Sharing the Victory is online anytime at sharingthevictory.com/radio. Now back to Ron Brown.
certainly one of the great coaches in America. I think for those of us who have followed this man and Carson Newman College in Tennessee, without a doubt, a Hall of Fame coach, Coach Ken Sparks is our guest today. Coach, thanks for being on with us.
Good to be here, Ron. Always, anytime I can line up with you, it's a great honor. Thank you.
Are you kidding me? It's the other way around. Coach, you've won 5 national championships.
Not recently, Ron.
But, Coach, you have invested Jesus Christ in so many men. Now, I whispered the 5 national championships because in comparison to investing Christ into so many men, it pales. The comparison's not even close. 5 national titles, I know, that's enormous. And the average person who's listening to the show would say, wow, that's incredible. But I know that's not what you value the most. I know what you value the most is presenting Christ to these men in a powerful way through the game of football.
Well, it really is, and you know what I've always said: if we put the Lord first, fact is, He said it. I don't have to say it. You know, if we put Him first, seek Him and His righteousness, He'll take care of the rest of these details of things
right.
that we sometimes get so hung up on in our own pride and our own thinking, our own audiences that we want to please. And so, what I said a long time ago: if we put Him first, you know, not get the priorities messed up in our lives. It's so easy sometimes to go out, especially as a football coach, and you know, you understand exactly and have been the competitor that you are, is to go look for the results first.
Yes.
And still looking for the process.
Right.
And I think, you know, the process is to put Him first. What did He say? Deny yourself, take up your cross and follow me, because if you try to save your life, you'll lose it. But if you lose your life for my sake, you'll find it. Or His next question, what would you give in exchange for your own soul?
Hmm.
And that's a pretty good question that needs to be answered for all of us. You know, then we don't have to worry about not prioritizing our time, our heart, our brain energy, our you know, all the things in our life. If we'll put Him first, and the rest of those things kind of fall into place like they need to.
Coach, I'd love to have you tease that out for us, because where I see the shortfall in what you just said, process versus results, what's really important, is with parents. I mean, it's amazing how many Christian parents are operating off, and you know, I'm a Christian parent, operating out of the wrong paradigm, you know, results-oriented. How much playing time is my kid getting? You, we ask our kids when they come home after ball games, we don't ask them, how did you reflect Christ today? We ask them, how many points did you score? Who won the game? And so when kids start hearing that question all the time, they begin to think, well, that's success.
Right.
Because the parents are rooted that way. When you go into a home to recruit a young man and you sit before mom and dad or grandma and grandpa, whoever the garden is, what are you trying to get across to these parents or these overseers of these children that you're recruiting that would remind them of the true definition of success, God's way?
Well, the first thing that we always try to say is that whatever we do, we're going to do it to honor the Lord. And so we want them to make sure that they understand what that means, and then we do go into some details about exactly what does that mean. The scoreboard at the end of the field in the coaching profession has to be there. There's nothing we can do about it.
Right.
And all of us have got scoreboards in our life. You know, I don't care whether we're coaching or whether we're playing. If we're not careful, we'll become victimized by the wrong scoreboards.
Mm.
You know, that one at the end of the field, thank goodness, Ron, it doesn't hold the real value of who we are or what
right.
we're doing or the results of our lives or anything like that. And so, you know, I try to explain it as best I can, you know, and I always come back and say, if we're not playing for that scoreboard down there at the end of the field, which turns off, why are we playing for one that turns off?
Mm.
Let's play for one that doesn't ever turn off.
Amen.
And so, you know, and then I always ask them a question, have I scared you off? Because if I have, then probably you're not supposed to come to Carson Newman.
Huh.
And I just try to be, you know, straight up with that. And because I don't want there to be pretenses about what they think they're getting into or what they're coming and then get surprised. You
right,
know?
And right.
So it's hard sometimes, like you said, to get out of the performance value of life.
Mm.
And if we did that, then none of us are going to perform good enough. We ain't going to make it.
Well, finally, Coach, before you go into a home, it's got to be in your bloodstream. It's got to be something that just flows out of you. What do you do in your private world that has Jesus Christ just flowing out of your bloodstream so that you can make those presentations, that you can actually coach those kids into that which you truly, authentically believe?
Well, the first thing, I got to believe what I say. You know, I can run my mouth and say a bunch of things, but I got to believe in my heart that what I'm saying is the truth. You know, and then the second thing I got to do is to let my belief system take over my thinking system. And for me to think the right way, and you know, and then my thinking system's got to take care of my doing system, so that I'm doing out of my thinking, and my thinking's out of my believing. And of course, you know, what do I believe? If I sit in front of the TV and watch that junk, then that's what I'll believe. You know, that's what enters my computer, and that's what enters my soul, and that's what, you know, that's what'll dictate. Eventually, how I think and what I do. And so it's very important to put God's word, it says in the scripture, hide God's word in your heart, that you will not sin against him. Psalm 139, it says, search me, Lord, and know my heart. In other words, what I'm believing. Try me and know my thoughts. In other words, what am I thinking? See if there's any wicked way in me or any offensive way in me. Now, us offensive coaches, we don't like to use that word. And Lord, lead me to the way everlasting. You know, get me believing right and thinking right and doing right so that I'm on the right road and so that I'm doing it the way that you can honor.
Coach Sparks, that's just great stuff. And, you know, that's years of wisdom that's been rooted out of a right belief system. Your conversion to Jesus Christ has just regulated what you've done and how you've coached. And God has been glorified and honored. And the reflection is not just five national titles, but just a legacy of men who have been impacted by you at that program at Carson Newman. I just want to thank you for your faithfulness to the Lord Jesus Christ. And also, thanks for being on our show today.
Thank you for allowing me to.
Our guest today has been Ken Sparks, the great head football coach for Carson Newman College. Do you know what it means to be loyal? FCA President Les Steckel will give us a great definition next on Coach's Corner. You're listening to FCA's Sharing the Victory.
One way to play drug-free from the Fellowship of Christian Athletes is one of the most successful programs in the country, reaching more than 500,000 student athletes. Here's Texas Rangers All-Star Josh Hamilton.
Use what God's given you and glorify Him the best you can, and that's by keeping, you know, your body free from the things that aren't supposed to be in it. You know, the best I can do to put in my body what it needs to be fueled in a healthy way to glorify God when I play is what I need to do.
To sign the One Way to Play commitment, visit FCA.org.
Hey, this is Jimmy Page, National Director of FCA Health and Fitness. I'm excited about our new daily podcast called Fit Life Today. Fit Life Today is 90 seconds of information and inspiration you need to live a fit life. It's a practical blend of spiritual principles, physical training, and common sense advice to help you live the full life that Jesus came to give. Subscribe today to receive the free daily podcast at FCAHealthAndFitness.org. That's FCAHealthAndFitness.org. Live a fit life. Come on, you can do this.
Welcome back to Sharing the Victory. I'm Ron Brown. FCA President Les Steckel is stepping out of the dugout into the batter's box, ready to hit a home run here on Coach's Corner.
Would you agree that years ago in sports, loyalty seemed to be a lot more noticeable than it is today? For example, you always knew that Mickey Mantle, my favorite player as a high school athlete, would never play for another team but the New York Yankees. Ernie Banks would always be Mr. Cub with the Chicago Cubs. Stan Musial was certain to stay with the St. Louis Cardinals, and Ted Williams would always wear the uniform of the Boston Red Sox. These players were just as committed to their team as the teams were to them. Then came free agency and a major shift of attitude from what's the best for the team to what's in it for me. Wow. When did you last hear the word loyal being used in sports or business or any field? The word loyal actually comes from an old Latin word that is translated into English today as legal. Loyal means unswerving allegiance and utter faithfulness to a person to whom fidelity is due. Today, many players swap uniforms in cities so fast that they make their fans dizzy just trying to remember where they're playing this season. As baseball season comes to an end, now there will be a flurry of free agent signings very soon. That may mean the expensive replica jersey you just bought your son of his favorite player overnight became obsolete. And if you're getting ready to cheer for your favorite NBA player when the season starts next week, you may find him playing in a different state this year, or even overseas. Chasing an even greater salary has become a sport within the field of sports. I'm not opposed to players making big salaries, but bolting from the team that first invested in you just to seek someone who will make you the highest paid player at your position is way too common today. The Bible speaks of loyalty several times. One is found in 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 61. Solomon, at the dedication of the temple he had built to honor the Lord, said to all the people assembled, "Let your heart therefore be loyal to the Lord our God, to walk in his statutes and keep his commandments." The great Oswald Chambers wrote, "To be faithful in every circumstance means that we have only one loyalty, and that is to our Lord." The Lord is indeed the one to whom we must always be loyal. Devotion to the Lord, being obedient to his call in your life, and desiring his will above all your own wants will bring glory to his name and also give you a life of inner joy and peace. Yes, being loyal definitely has its rewards. If only these great athletes and you and me would remind ourselves, God has called us not to be famous, but to be faithful. Godspeed.
You ever play hide and seek? Well, guess what? We got something we're going to hide, and we want you to seek it. You got to make sure you're with us next week. We'll have a special announcement to make, and you don't want to miss it. We also have a great program for you next week. Malcolm Kelly, that wide receiver that came out of the University of Oklahoma, who's now with the Washington Redskins, will join us. Fred Goldsmith, Lenore Rhines, head football coach, a guy who's been around the block a number of times. Remember, there are two ways of doing sports, God's way or man's way. You got to choose one. Which will you choose? Have a great week from all of us here at Sharing the Victory.
We're so glad you joined us today. And don't forget that our website is available for you anytime at sharingthevictory.com/radio. As always, you can listen to past programs and subscribe to the free weekly podcast. And now we're pleased to introduce a new podcast called One-on-One. When you listen to One-on-One, you'll hear entire interviews from Sharing the Victory, including material that we had to cut due to time constraints. Once again, the web address is sharingthevictory.com/radio. Thanks for listening, and we'll save you a front row seat next week for a special announcement that you won't want to miss. Sharing the Victory is a production of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, the heart and soul in sports.